Well, 10 o'clock, we'll go ahead and get the meeting started. First item we have on the agenda is the total minutes from last meeting. Everybody's had a chance to review minutes, and if there's a motion for approval.
I'll make it.
We've got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next up, we've got whole business and project update.
Okay, we're going to start off with the city of Evansville, and we have three projects here that are similar. You had RFPs out in the last month. They were all for preliminary engineering and right-of-way services. The first one was for Covert Avenue Road Diet, and United Consulting has been selected to perform that. And a scoping meeting was held March 25th. For Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, we have VS Engineering was selected, and their scoping meeting was also March 25th. And the third project was the Washington Avenue 2nd Street, Parrot Street area. First Group Engineering was selected for that, and that scoping meeting was March 27th. For the Evansville-Vandenberg County Fine Inventory and Replacement project plans and specifications for fine replacement are being developed. For Vandenberg County Burkhart Road, Virginia Street intersection improvement, an RFP for construction inspection has been posted on NDOT's website with a response date of April 24th. On page 3, for the Green River Road, Miller's Road to Kansas Road project, a pre-construction meeting was held March 18th, and a notice to proceed was issued March 21st. For the Maryland Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek, I have it on track for letting in April. Okay. Moving on to page 4, and NDOT project, we have the U.S. Highway 41 preventative maintenance project from Boonville and Harmony Road to State Road 168 in Gibson County. This project was let for construction on March 5th to E&B Paving, Inc. of Anderson, Indiana for a low bid of $15,671,509. For State Road 261 from State Road 56 to Jenner Road in Warrick County, according to NDOT, construction on this project is complete. The signs may remain through midsummer, and additional seeding of vegetated areas may be necessary. On page 5 for the City of Henderson, we have the Green River Road project from Osage Drive to Woodpoint Drive. And the city is awaiting a notice to proceed from KYTC, which is sending out the plans for bids. For KYTC, their project, Kentucky 351, Zion Road. The tentative letting date has been pushed back to July of this year in order to finalize bridge design plans. And for E.T. Breathitt Parkway at Kentucky 416, construction is underway, and the project is expected to be complete by October of this year. And lastly, on page 6, for I-69 Indiana, NDOT is expected to add a project for signing of I-164 from U.S. Highway 41 to I-64 as I-69. The targeted letting is September of this year, and the estimated cost is $2,048,000. Any questions about those, or?
No questions. We'll move on to the next item. We'll call for forums for the Henderson Urban Area Boundary Update.
Okay, I'm going to put my V2 hat on today. The Evansville MPO is seeking approval of the 2010 Henderson Adjusted Urban Area Boundary. The MPO works with local partners, including the City and County of Henderson, Henderson City County Planning Commission, and KYTC. Based on the rules and guidelines presented by KYTC, the MPO and the partners and the partnering agencies have arrived at the 2010 Henderson Adjusted Urban Area Map, which is attached. And also attached is a justification for the expansion of the boundary as shown. And what we need from you is approval to submit this as our choice.
If there are any questions, is there a motion to approve? A motion and a second. Everybody, all in favor, say aye. All right. Opposed? Motion passes. Thanks, Laura. Next up on the agenda is Regional Plan for Sustainable Development, and Mike Schultz is continuing that.
Good morning, everybody. In your packet, you have a summary of changes that have been made to the regional plan. After the period of March 27th, we had the plan on the SEEK plan website, as you were informed, from February 27th to March 27th. That's your comments. And mainly the comments came from info staff, and we incorporated those. We also, again, did some changes just for clarification purposes. So in the list of changes, there's nothing in there that is a policy change, a new recommendation change, or anything of that nature. It's mostly clarification, illustration. Now, I would draw your attention to an item on page 2 of my handout I just gave you. And this is in the middle of the page where it says, Evansville CSO locations map. And that is the only item that was not in your packet in the document that, that Sayed issued to you, okay? So what I handed out is identical to Sayed's memo, with the exception of the CSO locations map. Now, on the CSO locations map, we had previously described the CSO, program, the control plan, everything verbally, okay? And we said the boundaries, and we said the number of CSOs on Pigeon Creek and Ohio River. And we got to looking at it, so why don't we put a map in there? That might help, because it was all verbal. So this CSO location map is just that. It's a summary illustration after the text, okay? Just for clarification. Then on the last two pages are some miscellaneous changes on what is called the Fair Housing and Equity Assessment. HUD, as part of our grant, required us to do a fajita. We call it a fajita, F-A-G-A. It's not a Mexican dish. It's Fair Housing Equity Assessment. And they have pretty strict guidelines on what should be in that. And so the items you see after that Fair Housing and Equity Assessment title are, again, more clarifications, all right, than anything else. And there's one paragraph of text that was added at the top of your last page. Now, I'm not going to go down through here and read this back to you today. I mean, you guys can read. But starting at the top, the first item, Amtrak, we did, on WNIN, program on the plan. And one of the callers said, why haven't you shown regional rail, Amtrak? We go, well, we got big ideas about transit locally here in the region, but, and they said, well, it's a 2040 plan. So we did. We showed Amtrak, we showed the map, we showed the idea that the Midwest Rail Association is advocating a shuttle bus from the Evansville area over to Carbondale, and then you can access the Amtrak line. So we put that in. The second item heading there, cultural districts and cultural trails. The DMD is looking at what they define as cultural districts, connecting those districts with trails. And there may be some grant applications. So we felt it's important to include that. It's a very, very recent thing, and that's why it got added in. On the next page, the impaired streams in the Kentucky Highland Pigeon watershed. Again, we in our volume one of the plan, we had outlined all the water quality and watershed planning issues. In volume two, we talked about some watershed planning guidelines and policies. So we added this, and we had been looking for a good, clear description of impaired streams, and we finally found it. And so it's just an illustration, again, of the text that we have in the plan. So with that, we invite you, if you haven't been able to go on to seaplan.org, seacplan.org. Take a look at the 5 volumes of the regional plan. Hopefully you've all been able to maybe do a little bit of browsing. It's 5 volumes, it's 1,200 pages. So go to the table of contents and pick and choose. We don't expect you to stay up at night to midnight reading the 1,200 pages the first night, but work your way through. And then I also want to invite everybody here to our what is called our Gala Celebration. That's next Thursday, 5 p.m. at the center. To be sustainable, we're only having fresh water and tea for our refreshment. we're very elegantly sustainable. Now, if you do come, you will be given a flash drive. Flash drive with all 5 volumes on it. And again, so we're not cutting down so many trees anymore. We're going digital. So there will be local officials. There will be a resolution signing. There will be HUD officials from Indianapolis there. They responded to our invitation in the positive. So we'll be reviewing the plan at that. That's more of a reception. We'll have slideshows, two or three going. We'll have display boards. So we invite you to come out next week. We're in the process right now of calling and emailing, blasting, and all over. We'd like to get a nice turnout. So with that, are there any questions on this handout that I just gave you? Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Yes. Any questions? Is there a motion to approve the plan? Got a motion? Is there a second? All in favor, say aye. Opposed?
I'll have to sit down.
Expansion from Dan, and that motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
Mike. Next up on the agenda is new business, and Aaron has draft transportation alternatives program.
In your packet, you have the draft transportation alternatives program project application. CAP is a new program under MAP 21 that basically combines three previous standalone programs, transportation enhancement, throughout school, and recreational trails programs. So these three programs are now all combined into the new CAP program, so we need to come up with a new application for that. Many of the projects that were eligible for these three previous standalone projects or programs are still eligible under the CAP program. So if you want to follow along sort of in your packet with me, the first few pages on the application is just basic information, background information of the LPAs, project information, funding, and the project map. And then on page 3 is where you get to more detailed questions about the project, and that's where you will start reviewing applications and scoring the applications. There's three main questions that will receive scoring. The first is the project prioritization factors. The second is project readiness. And then the third section is actually four questions that the NCO will provide answers for. It's basically just asking sort of data type questions that all LPAs might not have access to. So we will help in provide information for that section. So it's just kind of a really fast, brief overview. We are just presenting this as an informational item, and next month we will bring it back for adoption. So if anyone has any comments or questions, they can feel free to let us know over the next month.
I know.
Question, are you going to have guidelines on how the MCO actually works?
Yes, we are. We will have a state guideline document. We're working on it right now.
Anybody else have any questions? Seeing none, that's Aaron. I saw the agenda, we've got 5 minutes, and Craig, we're going to have...
We do, several special amendments this month. Also, special amendments this last month, we will be kind of sitting in the queue while we're waiting on the final approval on Form 8 for the transportation plan, at which point they'll be processed and approved and acted at that point. We want to go ahead and get them in front of you guys and the policy board so that they can be ready to move once the, everything is acted with the new transportation plan. We had some requests from the other side of the river here first. Henderson County requested that we add the Kennedy Watkins Park Trail Phase 3. This is their county park piece of town that they're developing. Walking trail extension inside the park to be constructed in fiscal 2014. Construction cost you see here, $130,000, and that's a 50-50 RTP and county match on that project. Second, an additional RTP program from the city of Henderson, Canoe Creek Nature Trail Phase 1. This is from Newman Park to Old Madison Mill Road Trailhead. This project actually, the revising description, and this was originally funded as a project up on Kinsey Lane near Walmart, and they are removing that project and redefining it as the Canoe Creek Trail project on the south side of the town and moving that forward here in fiscal 14. Construction costs $200,000. Also 50-50 RTP and local funds. An additional request from KYTC was the US 41 traffic study from the US 60 interchange to the Ohio River Bridges. Also moving forward in fiscal 14, study cost $100,000, and that will be 100% STP funding project with Kentucky toll credits providing the match. Moving back north, NDOT, we have several requests. Does number 1383240, I-164, sign modernization. This is the project Laura spoke about in the project update earlier, renaming I-164 to I-69, adding the project for construction in fiscal 15. As she mentioned, the project costs $2,048,000. That's from the Interstate Maintenance Fund, 100%. We've got several bridge maintenance and repair projects. You'll see the DES numbers there on I-164, bridge maintenance and repair over Pollock Avenue and State Road 66 Expressway. Construction 2016, $500,000. That's 90-10 federal interstate maintenance funds. Bridge maintenance and repair over State Road 66, the bridge over Little Pity Creek and County Road 125 West, east of State Road 61. Construction in 2015, $26,000 funding, 80-20 NHS and state match. And the last bridge maintenance and repair is State Road 68 and 161, various locations, almost two facilities. Also construction in fiscal 15, construction cost $64,000, and that is an 80-20 SEP project as well. Any questions on those?
No questions. Is there a motion to approve the 10 minutes?
Second.
We have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next up, we've got Craig here with the summary call for projects.
Yep. Last in the packet here, you have two sheets. We have two open calls for projects right now. One for condition mitigation and air quality projects. I think many of you are familiar with those. But those are the kind of projects that have direct relation to air quality, transit projects, intersection projects, bike and pedestrian projects. A number of things are eligible within that program. That is out right now. Our website is available with program guide as well as the project application is there. We want applications back from everybody on Monday, April 21st. We'll be processing those through as we move forward and having them back here at a future meeting for our review and approval. And then the second one is the Highway Safety Improvement Program. Same deadline, Monday, April 21st, and you do see a list, a large list of kind of eligible projects there for safety projects. We encourage you to give some consideration to possible needs in your area and work with us on developing some safety projects. Anybody have any questions? Thank you.
If there are any questions, thanks, Craig. Next on the agenda is public comments. Good evening. I'm sure.